Hey everyone, Asher Blake here. Ever feel like you're walking into that office meeting and suddenly your confidence takes a nosedive? Like you've got imposter syndrome whispering doubts in your ear even when you know you've got the skills? We've all been there, but guess what? It doesn't have to be this way. You are capable, you are valuable, and you deserve to feel confident walking into those workspaces. On today's episode of The Independent Grind, we're tackling something super important. Building self-confidence at work. It's not just about feeling good, it's about owning your space, taking risks, and ultimately achieving your goals. I'm breaking down 5 key takeaways to help you level up your confidence game, and trust me, these are actionable tips that you can implement right away. First things first, know your worth. You've got skills, talents, and experiences that make you unique. Write them down, acknowledge them, and remind yourself regularly of what you bring to the table. Don't underestimate the power of a little self-appreciation. Ever noticed how those confident people seem to radiate this aura? It's because they genuinely believe in themselves. Start building that belief system, it's like your own personal confidence superpower. Next up, embrace the learning curve. Work is all about growth, right? We're constantly evolving and expanding our knowledge base. So, when you face a challenge, instead of letting fear creep in, view it as an opportunity to learn something new. Embrace those learning moments. They'll build your resilience and make you a stronger professional. Speaking of resilience, remember that setbacks happen to everyone. It's not about avoiding them, it's about how you bounce back. Learn from your mistakes, dust yourself off, and keep moving forward. Think of it like this. Every challenge is a stepping stone to success. Now, let's talk about communication. You know that feeling when you're in a meeting and you have something valuable to say, but you just can't get the words out? I've been there. Practice makes perfect, so work on articulating your thoughts clearly and confidently. Even simple things like making eye contact, speaking at a steady pace, and using confident body language can make a huge difference. Finally, remember to celebrate your wins, big and small. Did you nail that presentation? Did you get a positive review from your boss? Give yourself credit. Recognizing your achievements boosts your confidence and motivates you to keep striving for success. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant graphic designer who's been with her company for 2 years. She's got amazing talent but always hesitates to voice her ideas during brainstorming sessions. She feels intimidated by the senior designers, so she stays quiet and doubts her own abilities. One day, during a crucial project meeting, Sarah decides to take a leap of faith. She prepares thoroughly, practices her presentation, and when it's her turn, she speaks up confidently, sharing innovative ideas that impress everyone. Her colleagues are surprised by her newfound confidence, and even the senior designers are impressed with her contributions. Sarah's bravery not only earns her recognition but also unlocks a whole new level of self-belief. So, remember, you have the power to cultivate your own confidence at work. It's a journey, not a destination, so be patient with yourself and celebrate every step forward. Listen, we're all in this together. Take these 5 takeaways, put them into action, and watch your confidence soar. Remember, you are capable, you are valuable, and the world needs your unique talents. Now go out there and shine. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might benefit from a little confidence boost. After all, helping others succeed is one of the best ways to build our own confidence. Leave us a review and let me know what resonated with you. I can't wait to connect with you in the comments and hear your stories. Until next time, keep grinding, keep growing, and never underestimate your power.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.